唱诗的时候我们被救过吗？
When we were singing the hymns, were we saved?
主，连我们现在坐在这里，我们也需要主把我们从一切分散的思想烦恼里面救出来。
And even as we're sitting here now, we need a salvation to save us from all distraction and wandering thoughts.
他的名字叫做耶稣。
His name is Jesus.
他的名字叫做以马内利。
His name is Emmanuel.
他把神的同在带到我们的中间来。
He brings to us God's presence.
不仅仅讲到神的同在。
Not only God's presence.
以马内利说到 God with us. 跟我们根本就是联合的。
Emmanuel says God is with us. He unites with us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们蒙的福太大了。
How blessed we are, brothers and sisters.
今天早晨开始，我们要一系列讲一个新的题目。
This morning we start another series of messages.
虽然很多的弟兄姊妹这个礼拜不在。
Many brothers and sisters are out of town this week.
但是我祷告以后有这么多题目要讲，所以我还是这礼拜开始的这个系列。
And since we have so many messages, I decided to start this week.
我跟弟兄姊妹讲，我第一次讲到是23岁的时候站讲台。
My first sermon was when I was 23. I delivered my first sermon.
在我这二十多年里面讲道里面最大的一个挑战是我这一系列要讲的。
And this series of message is the greatest challenge among them all.
因为我觉得它最不容易讲。
Because this message is the hardest to deliver.
它不像我讲很多信息的时候有四经讲到有一段圣经做根据，我很容易去一二三这样子交通了。
Unlike other messages that I can find a scripture passage to base on.
这样子的信息，我们这一系列要讲的与主更亲、爱主更深的信息。
But this message, the serious message I want to talk about, nearer to the Lord and love Him more.
它是一件不容易发表、不容易讲的信息。
And this is very hard to express and hard to deliver.
我第二个困难是我们在座也有很多年轻的孩子。有各种不同信主年日还有福音朋友在我们中间。
And my second challenge is that we have many young brothers and sisters and gospel friends among us.
但是我知道不是我凭我自己讲，因为这一段的信息太重要了。
But it's not up to me, but this message is very, very important.
第三个更大的困难是我自己对主的经历何等的贫穷跟有限。
My third challenge is that how limited and poor is my experience with our Lord.
但是我们却要讲一件这么伟大的事情。
But we need to talk about such a grand thing.
就是我们所信的神，他真是一个又真又活的神。
That the God that we believe is a true and living God.
怎么样子让我们借着这一点点的交通和彼此的劝勉。
Through this little fellowship and encouragement.
能够把我们众人所有的注意力，甚至属灵的追求能够真正的转移在主的身上。
Hopefully that we can redirect our attention and all our pursuit on the Lord Himself.
弟兄姊妹，我们热心侍奉，热心传福音，热心身上带着能力，跟我们真实的跟神有一个好的关系，还是不见得一样的。
There indeed is still a difference between serving the Lord zealously and having a good relationship with the Lord.
我何等希望说借着这一段的交通，让我们每一个人开始重视我们个人跟神那个直接的关系。
How I wish through these series of messages we can concentrate and we can take seriously look at our relationship with the Lord.
这个关系一旦建立起来，
Once we build this right relationship with our Lord,
弟兄姊妹，我们像海边的基盘一样那样子的稳固，
We'll be like rocks on the beach.
不管海浪怎么样子的吹打我们，
No matter how the waves hit us,
我们不是像海沙，
We will not be like sand.
我们不是像沙丘一样，
We will not be like sinking sand.
它经不起几次风浪的吹袭，
It's not like castles, sand castles that it cannot take any hit.
当这位神，这位又真又活的神活在我们心中的时候，
When the true and living God lives within us,
当这位真实的神进到我们的生活里面来，
When the true living God enter into our life,
弟兄姊妹，我们的生活要起了大的改变，
Our life will have a great change,
我们的侍奉要有大的改变，
And our service will have a great change,
我们的生命要有大的改变，
And our life will have a great change.
弟兄姊妹，虽然我们已经信主，
Even though we have been a Christian before,
虽然圣经的真理我们越懂越多，
That we know more and more about the truth,
虽然我们已经在神家里面扛抬责任，
Or we have been responsible for some services already,
但是弟兄姊妹，没有一件事情能够替代神跟我们那个直接的关系。
But nothing can replace the direct relationship we have with the Lord.
这是我们每一个人都需要。
And that's something needed for all of us.
从我们一得救开始，我们就可以享受。
From the day that we are saved, we can enjoy it.
从我们很小的年纪就可以开始享受。
From our young age, we can start enjoying it.
到我们最老了，我们都还享受不完。
Until our old age, we can never exhaust this joy.
当我看见这些孩子们的时候
，When I see our young people,
我一面觉得他们很年轻，不知道他们能不能明白。
On one hand, I wonder, they're so young, will they understand it?
但是另外一方面
On the other hand,
却是我们里面一个很深的祷告
It is our deep prayer.
我们巴不得我们的下一代越早开始跟神建立起一个直接第一手的关系越好
How we wish that our next generation would start building a close relationship with the Lord from young age.
我们看过许多许多属灵的传记教会复兴的历史
We have read about spiritual giants and revival histories of church.
很多小孩子在五六岁的时候就已经被圣灵充满。
Many young children were filled by the Holy Spirit at age four, at five or six.
啊，金金道夫他五岁的时候就跟神立约，把自己奉献给神。
Zinzendorf, he committed himself and then had covenant with the Lord when he was five.
啊，很多很多，我们听到属灵爱主的人，他们在十岁以前、六七岁的时候都已经被圣灵充满。
There are many, many spiritual giants and God's servants, they were filled by the Holy Spirit when they were at young age.
所以我还是带着信心，我们来交通这些题目。
Therefore, I want to deliver this message in faith.
弟兄姊妹，与主更亲，爱主更深。
To be nearer to the Lord and to love Him more dearly.
这是我们这一生的一个祷告。
That's our lifetime prayer.
这是我们这一生整个属灵生活里面我们该有的方向。
And that is our direction for our spiritual pursuit all our life.
我们都不愿意否认我们爱神。
We will not deny that we love the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹，当你真正爱一个人的时候
But brothers and sisters, when you truly love someone,
那个爱最基本的经历是什么？
What's the most basic fundamental experience of our love?
爱最基本的经历是什么？
What's that, that first step of experience?
你们不用紧张，我不会问你们小孩子哈。你们
Don't worry, I won't ask you teenagers.
我们问以琳的郑琳。
How about the young couples?
在一起，感谢主啊。
To be together.
爱的第一个基本的经历就是我渴慕跟他同在。
So the first experience we will have is that we will want to be with the person.
现在还要一样啊啊。
Is it still the same?
弟兄姊妹，第一个就是我们渴慕多跟他在一起。
So the first thing is that we long to be with them.
啊、第二个基本的经历我们渴慕多跟他能够交通
and the second experience is that we want to share with the person、
啊、第三个爱的经历是我们愿意让他喜乐
and the third thing is that we want to please the person
弟兄姊妹所以当我们今天要讲到爱神的时候
so when we talk about loving God
我们从最基本的一个点开始讲到渴慕
let's start from the first thing is to thirst for God
如果我们里面对神一个基本的渴慕都没有的话
if we don't even have this thirst for God
我们就不用提说我们愿意爱神
then we don't have to talk about loving Lord anymore
那不用讲神了当你这么爱一个东西的时候你就是喜欢花时间在他的身上
When you like something and or someone, you just want to spend time with a person or that thing.
那孩子们喜欢 video game.
Like children like video games.
他们就巴不得多有时间可以花时间在上面。
And they just wish they can spend more and more time on it.
好，弟兄姊妹，当我们喜欢做一件事的时候，我们就巴不得有时间就多去做它。
When we like to do something, then we try to find all our free time to devote to it.
那是稀奇的一件事情。
But amazingly,
当我们在祷告的时候
when we pray,
当我们在交通的时候
when we have fellowship,
我们都愿意说我们应该更多的爱神
we all like to say that we want to love the Lord more,
可是在我们的深处里面
but yet deep in our heart,
弟兄姊妹一个真实爱神的一个必然的结果我们里面常常渴慕他
the natural result of loving God that we often thirst for him
在今天早晨我们要来讲第一个题叫做渴慕神
So the first message is to thirst for God.
弟兄姊妹，啊，我今天在这里交通，我真的是把我自己放在一个非常非常学习的地位上来交通啊。
Today, as I share with you, I myself is also learning.
因为这些每一个题目都太伟大，都不是我们这样短短的人生里面可以经历完全成熟的。
Because every single message is so grand that it takes all our lifetime to experience them.
那首先我们先讲一件事情。
First thing.
今天所有的整个世界里面
In this world
在整个世代的里面，人其实里面都在渴。
In this age, everyone is thirsty.
有人渴慕爱情。
Some people thirst for love.
有人渴慕学位。
Some people thirst for degree.
有人渴慕更好的财富。
Or even more wealth.
有人渴慕别人的称赞。
Compliments and praises.
每一个人在这个地上都在渴一些东西。
Everyone is thirsty for something.
都在追求一些东西。
Everyone is after something.
那我们能说这些东西一定都是错，都是罪。
We will not condemn these things or say they are.
不然的话，你这个人就没有生活的动力了。
Because otherwise, you have no motivation for living.
但是我们今天却愿意靠着圣经，靠着神的真理，在这里提醒一件事情。
But today we like to be reminded one thing.
就当我们把我们的目标，把我们的渴慕放在主以外的事情的时候。
When we put our thirst on anything other than the Lord Himself.
地上没有一件事情可以真正的满足我们。
There's nothing in this world can truly satisfy us.
你在那里渴。
When you are thirsty,
说到我们还没有得到它，我们盼望得到它。
That means there's something we haven't obtained and we wish for.
所以整个世界，你就发现人都在渴 something.
So you will find out that everyone in this world is thirsty for something.
有一次，洛杉矶几个弟兄上来看我。
One time, a few brothers from LA came to visit me.
我回去送他们上机场的时候。
When I send them to the airport.
经过第一街。
We went through the first avenue.
好多公司的 parking lot 里面都是车子。
And then on the parking lot, all these high-tech companies were filled with cars.
那时候已经晚上七点多了。
And that time was already 7 o'clock in the evening.
他们说你们这边为什么晚上七点多停车场还这么多车？
So those brothers were really amazed. They asked me, how come there's still so many cars in the parking lot?
弟兄姊妹，你九点十点去看停车场还是很多车。
Actually, even if you go at 9 or 10 o'clock, there'll be still a lot of cars.
整个世界的人。
All people in the
world 都在渴一些的东西
thirsty for something
但是弟兄姊妹圣经上已经告诉我们
But the Bible tells us
主耶稣说凡喝这水的还要再渴
Jesus tells us anyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again
不是说你不能渴
He didn't mean that you should not be thirsty
渴是一个生命的现象这不是借着说你可不可以就除掉它
Thirst is a natural life phenomenon. You can't eliminate it.
那个撒玛利亚的妇人来这里打水的时候
That Samaritan woman, when she went to get water from
the well, 主告诉她说你喝这个水你还要再渴
Jesus told her, you drink this water and you will be thirsty again.
你喝我所赐的水你会永远不渴
But if you drink the water I give you, you will never thirst again.
弟兄姊妹呢不光是指着外面物质的水
Jesus was not referring to the material water.
主耶稣是看到他内心的深处这个人是一个太渴的人
Because Jesus could look into the deep of her heart and he knew that she was thirsty.
后来主耶稣干脆直接一针见血地摸到她的问题
So Jesus directly touched her problem.
把你的丈夫带来
Bring your husband.
弟兄姊妹什么叫做丈夫
Who is a husband?
丈夫常常说到是我们的依靠说到是我们爱里面的满足
Because husband is our dependence. Someone who can satisfy our love.
主说把你的丈夫带来。
So Jesus tells her, bring your husband.
这个女的说我没有丈夫。
This woman says, I have no husband.
没有一个人可以真正成为我的依靠。
No one can truly depend on.
没有一个人一件事情真正满足过我。
There's no one and nothing can truly
satisfy me. 主说带你的丈夫来。
Jesus says, bring over your husband.
她说我没有丈夫。
She says, I have no husband.
主说你说的不错，你曾经有过五个丈夫。你现在有的还不是你的丈夫。
Jesus says, what you say was right. You have had 5 husbands, and now the one that you have now is not your husband.
用这那一幅图画把整个人生的虚空、不满足那么清楚地活化出来。
And that scenario totally describes our life.
地上没有一个人真成为我们的丈夫。
There's no one in this world can truly be our husband.
你说的不错，你曾经有过五个丈夫。
What you said was right. You have had 5 husbands.
你现在的还不是你的丈夫。
The one you have is not your husband.
弟兄姊妹，你可以从这个撒玛利亚妇人的角色里面稍微去思想一下。
Can we try to feel for this Samaritan woman?
当她带着盼望、带着喜乐走进礼堂的时候。
When she went to her wedding ceremony.
她含情脉脉地看着她旁边那个站着那么殷勤的那个男人。
Imagine that she looked at the handsome husband she's married.
我愿意把我这一生把我的爱交给他。
That she was willing to give her life and her love to this man.
我希望他能够成为我的依靠和保护。
I hope that he can become someone I can rely on and he can be my protection.
我希望他能够成为我人生最大的喜乐和满足。
And he will be my greatest joy and satisfaction.
但是曾几何时。
But then before long.
这个丈夫不能满足他。
This husband cannot satisfy her.
有一天当他们决定离开的时候,
so one day when they decided to part,
我相信他们里面有离开的痛苦,
I believe that they have this pain to depart.
但是在他的里面又重新燃起了一个新的盼望,
but then there, she probably has another hope.
这一次也许我拣选错了,
maybe this time I picked the wrong person.
我希望 the next one,
maybe,
下一个,
maybe the next one,
能够真正的满足我,
can truly satisfy me,
能够真正解决我里面真正的痛苦,
can really solve my painful problem,
能够让我整个的人生能够快乐起来,
he can light up my life and make me happy again.
我不要再错一次,
I don't want to make another mistake.
这一次我的拣选, 我的投资一定要是对的,
now my choice and my investment must be right.
后来找到了第二个,
then she found the second one.
弟兄姊妹, 你可以 continue on 这个故事, 继续下去,
you can continue on the story.
经过了第二个,
through the second one,
经过了第三个,
the third one,
经过了第四个,
the fourth one,
经过了第五个,
even the fifth one.
而她现在正在开始跟第六个人交往,
and now she's having another relationship with the sixth one.
主耶稣说, 带你的丈夫来,
so Jesus says, bring over your husband.
弟兄姊妹, 主耶稣不是要责备她,
the Lord was not condemning her.
主耶稣要提醒她,
the Lord wanted to remind her,
凡喝这水的, 还要再渴,
anyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again.
弟兄姊妹, 地上没有一件人事物能够真正的满足我们,
truly in this world there's no one and nothing can truly satisfy us.
我没有任何意思叫你回去小看你的配偶,
I didn't mean to diminish your spouse.
我们要全心爱我们的配偶,
we shall love our spouse with all our hearts.
我们要从心里面珍惜我们的另外一半,
from the bottom of our hearts we should treasure our spouse.
但是这位宇宙的主宰, 创造我们的神,
but this master of universe, the one who created us,
他在这里提醒我们,
he's reminding us,
如果在我们心灵最深之处,
if there's in the deepest part of our hearts,
不是被他来充满,
it's not filled by him,
如果我们跟这位造我们的神没有一个活泼健康的关系,
if we do not have a right and healthy relationship with our creator,
我们不可能有真实的满足,
we will never have true satisfaction,
永远不可能,
never.
这是圣经上所告诉我们,
this is what the Bible tells us,
你喝了你还要再渴,
you drink it you will be thirsty again,
只有喝我所赐的水, 你要永远不渴,
only drink of the water I give you, you will never thirst again.
弟兄姊妹, 这样子的经历在你我中间都有过的,
I believe that all of us have this experience.
我人生换过了多少的抱负,
we have changed so many goals,
我们有多少的理想在我们的心中后来破灭,
so many goals and dreams that are broken,
对人, 对事情, 对国家, 对我们一切周围我们曾经带过盼望, 后来我们发现它不能满足我们,
so many dreams, so many expectations for our country, for people, and then they all end up being vain.
所以主今天要来转我们,
so today the Lord wants to turn us.
有一个小小的故事, 讲到在五四运动以后,
there's this story about the there was this cultural revolution in China a long time ago.
有一个老师, 那么他离婚了,
there was teacher,
对不起有一个作家, 他离婚了,
there was this author and then he got divorced.
因为在五四之后呢, 他的观念思想也比较新, 他就想说我下一个太太, 我不要照我以前传统的方式来找,
because he was being modernized, so he says I will find the next wife that I will find will not be a traditional one like my last one.
因为以前常常是媒妁或是父母的安排,
because at that time, at that generation, usually the marriages were arranged.
好的,这一次我要自己定条件, 自己来找,
and he says this time I will set my conditions and I'll look for her myself.
他定了三个条件,
so he has three conditions.
第一个要漂亮,
first she has to be pretty.
第二个健健康康的, 没有病,
second she has to be healthy.
第三个, 因为他想摩登时好, 他是要会说英文,
and then third, because he's modernized, he says she has to speak English.
结果呢, 他真给他找到这么一个,
and then lo and behold, and then he found one just like that.
他在一个大学里面找到了一个学校的校花, 长得非常漂亮,
he found the prettiest girl at university, and then she fits all these conditions.
而且是学校的体育队的代表, 她身体很健康,
and then she's also an athlete, she's very strong.
而且呢,是一个外交官的女儿, 英文讲得很好,
and then she's the daughter of a diplomat, so she speaks English.
太好了哈,
isn't that wonderful?
三个通通合她心意,
she fits all three criteria.
这个结婚以后,
and after they got married,
这个女孩子脾气非常坏,
she has really bad temper.
常常骂她和她的孩子,在家常常吵架。
She often scolded their children and then they often have fights.
后来三个条件都成为她痛苦的原因。
And all those three qualifications became the source of his pain.
第一个,这个女的太漂亮了,每一次走出去,人家都说她高攀这个女的。
First of all, she's too pretty and then everyone says that she's too pretty for him.
觉得怎么会嫁给这样子的男人?
So people comment, how can such a pretty girl marry someone like that?
第二个,她身体太健壮了。
Secondly, she's too healthy and strong.
她在家不敢骂她,因为一打起来一定输她。
So he would not have picked fight with her because she's too strong for him.
第三个,英文这么好。
Because she speaks such good English.
一吵架的时候,那个女的就用英文骂她。
Whenever they have quarrel, then she would use English.
不仅仅听不懂,她不知道怎么回嘴。
Not only that he couldn't understand it, he didn't know to say anything back.
痛苦非凡。So
he was in such pain.
弟兄姊妹,虽然好像这是一个很好笑的故事。Even
though it seems like such a funny thing, a joke.
但是其实我们很多的时候, 主说我们不知道我们在要什么。
A lot of times the Lord says, you do not know what you want.
主耶稣对门徒回头, 第一个问题就是, what do you want? 你到底要什么?
So when Jesus turned around to his disciples, the first thing he asked, what do you want?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 这样子的道理, 我们听过太多次。
And we have heard of this so many times.
我们传福音也告诉过别人。
When we preach the gospel, we also say the same thing.
但是今天我们都需要回头, 很谦卑, 很真实地问我们自己。
But today we need to turn back and humbly ask ourselves,
到底我们里面在渴什么?
What exactly are we thirsty for?
或是更积极一点地问,
or even more aggressively,
我们里面有没有一个饥渴的心,像刚才的诗人说的?
Do we have a longing heart like the hymn we just sang?
他饥渴地要求。
Earnestly he longs for God.
等你早晨起床,
when you first get up in the morning,
或者在你白天走路的时候,
or when you walk during the day,
当你想到主的时候,
when you think of the Lord,
当你听到别人提到主的时候,
when you hear someone mention the Lord,
在我们里面有没有一个真实的爱, 好像有一个激动, 主啊, 我真是要你。
Is your heart being touched and there's a love echoing in your heart and you say, Lord, I truly want you.
弟兄姊妹,没有一件事情可以替代主的自己。
There's no, nothing can replace the Lord himself.
不仅仅我们的渴慕要被主从世界的贪爱里面转回来,转到属灵的事上。
Not only the Lord wants to turn our thirst from worldly things to spiritual things.
就连我们转回到属灵的事情上。
Even when we focus on spiritual things,
我们的渴慕还是有分别的。
But the thirst is still different.
但是感谢主,
but praise the Lord.
至少我们是朝着对的方向去。
At least we're turning toward the right direction.
如果我们的渴慕, 我们的方向不是在主身上的话,
but then if our thirst is not on the Lord himself,
弟兄姊妹, 我们里面的渴就永远不可能解决。
Then the thirst can never be satisfied.
就好像我在这一杯水里面,
like this cup of water.
弟兄姊妹倒给我的水是一个白水。
And this is a clear drinking water.
但是我一直拿一根筷子在这里搅，希望把它搅成甜的水。
But then if I use the chopstick and keep stirring, hoping that it will make it sweet.
它是不可能变的。
That's impossible.
因为糖不在里面。
Because sugar is not in there.
今天在我们的生活，在我们平常的 daily life 里面。
In our daily life.
我们要喜乐。
We want joy.
我们要能够享受主的恩典。
We want to enjoy God's grace.
弟兄姊妹，如果主不在你的生命中。
But if God is not in your living,
如果主不在我们的生活里面,
if God is not in your life,
你再搅,
no matter how much you stir,
搅不出喜乐,
you cannot stir up joy,
搅不出平安来,
you will not stir up peace.
对,第一件事情我们必须要把主带到我们的生活里面。
So the first thing is to bring God into our life.
所以我们在座大部分都已经得救了。Most
of us here are saved.
我们渴慕神的救恩。
We long for God's salvation.
我们渴慕得到赦免。
We long for forgiveness.
我们渴慕得到主的爱。
We long for God's love.
我们渴慕得到主的带领。
We long for God's guidance.
我们渴慕得到主的医治。
We long for God's healing.
我们渴慕在痛苦时得到主的安慰。
And we long for comfort in trial.
弟兄姊妹,这都太好了。
And all these are so wonderful.
因为我们今天把我们的帮助,把我们的追求从世界转到主的身上。Because
we have change our wish and hope from the world to the Lord.
但是在我们的初步的经历里面, 我们常常都是先渴慕主的救恩和祝福。
In our preliminary experience, we often long for salvation And
我们初步的经历也比较停留在享受主的救恩和祝福里面。
And we often stop at enjoying God's grace and God's blessing.
好，所以圣经里面看见诗篇里面有很多诗人的祷告。
So in Psalms there are many prayers.
好的，神啊，我渴慕你的救恩。God,
I long for your salvation.
这都是好。And
these are also wonderful.
至少我们的帮助不是从世人而来，我们现在从神而来。At
least our help does not come from the world, but from God.
至少我们的盼望和依靠不再放在世上无尽的钱财或是人的身上。At
least we don't set our hope on changeable people or wealth.
我们转到主的身上来。And
we put our hope on God.
这样子的渴慕宝贵，弟兄姊妹。
This is such a precious thirst.
但是我们需要在这个点上再往前跨一步。But
we need to move forward.
所以圣经上诗人不仅仅祷告说，神啊，我渴慕你的救恩。So
the psalmist not only says, Lord, I long for your salvation.
底下他就渴慕神的律例和典章，渴慕神对他说话。
And he also longed for the law of God, and he longed that God would speak to him.
他不仅仅只是在乎自己得到什么。
Now, he doesn't care, just care about what he can get.
他现在慢慢开始也会在乎神的旨意，神要什么。Gradually,
he will care what God wants and his will.
他盼望得到神的命令，让他可以遵守。He
wished to get God's command so that he can abide to it.
他盼望得到知道神的法则，让他可以活在其中。He
wished to know God's way so he can live in it.
好，弟兄姊妹，这又往前跨了一大步。So
that's another big step forward.
弟兄姊妹，我们有小孩子，你都晓得的。Oh,
those of us who have children will understand this.
小孩子渴慕你给他的爱跟祝福，跟他渴慕你自己是不一样的。There's
a difference between a child long for your love and your blessing from longing for you.
啊，昨天早上追逐聚会的时候，我举了一个小小的例子。Yesterday
morning in the pursuit meeting, I gave an example.
啊，很多爸爸妈妈都有这样子的经历。Many
parents have this experience.
孩子很小的时候。
When our kids were little,
每一天我们下班最大的安慰和喜乐,
the greatest joy after work every day,
就是你的车子在这个 driveway上停下来的时候,
is that when you park your car on the driveway,
突然门开了,
and all of a sudden the door opens,
一个小萝卜头站出来,
and there's a little kid stand there,
然后 daddy 冲出来抱着你,
and says daddy and runs to you.
好，弟兄姊妹，我一天的疲倦都掉了。
And then the whole day's fatigue is gone.
所以每一天下班，我们就想到等一下那个令人难忘的那一抱。So
every day after work, then we long for that hug.
等到他们慢慢大了。And
gradually they start to grow.
啊，他们左劝你，右劝你，就是给你建议 suggest.
And then they will suggest you. They give you suggestions.
啊，还要给你很多的保证。
And then they give you a lot of guarantees.
你给我买 video game, 我一定会乖乖听你的话。
If you buy a video game for me, I will listen to you. I will obey you.
如果有一天你在想说, 也许我的儿子跟别家不一样。
And one day you might think, oh, maybe my son is different from others.
虽然你听过很多家惨痛的经验, 但是你还是觉得我的儿子不一样。
Maybe you have heard all these painful experiences of other parents. You still deeply think that maybe my son is different.
所以你果然有一天回家带着Sony Station回来, 带着一个电动玩具回来。
So one day you bring back the Sony PlayStation.
然后你那一天会享受个过瘾, 孩子抱着你亲说爸爸谢谢你妈妈谢谢你。
And that day you enjoy many hugs and kisses. And they would say, Mom and Dad, thank you so much.
然后那天房间收得很干净。
And that day their rooms would be all clean.
做什么事情他都听你的。
And that they would be so obedient.
底下所有的父母都可以接下去讲了。And
I believe that all parents can continue the story.
过了几天你下班的时候静悄悄的。After
a few days, then when you come home from work,
你以为孩子还没回家或是被太太带出去了。
You might think, oh, maybe the kids are not home or maybe they went out.
一进门发现太太在那里整理家事，知道孩子也在家。And
then, but when you go into the house, you know that your wife is there and then your kids are home too.
怎么孩子不出来呢?
How come they don't come out for me?
你说他们生病了吗?
Are they sick?
太太说没有啊, 在房间。
And then your wife said, no, they're in their room.
等到你进了房间的时候,
and then you go into their room.
你看见孩子坐在那边。
And then you see the kids.
你说爸爸回来了。
And then you say, daddy's home.
Hi.
Hi.
Continue
the game.
弟兄姊妹, 他对你的感恩跟喜乐，在你把祝福给他的时候,
they only show their appreciation when you give them your blessing.
但是一下子你发现他的心被这个东西抓去了。
But then you find out that their hearts are grabbed by this thing.
所以孩子们爱我们给他的恩典和祝福是一件事情。
So it is one thing that our kids love the blessings and love we have for them.
他真正爱我们，那是一个更深的喜乐。
But that if they truly love us, that's an even deeper joy.
今天我们跟神的关系也是这样。
Likewise, our relationship with our Lord.
我们喜乐得到神的祝福，不说这是错，我不说这是错事。
It's not wrong that we rejoice over God's blessing.
但是你要知道神的心会何等的喜乐，我们不仅仅愿意得到他的恩典和祝福。
But how much more pleased God's heart would be if we don't just look for
His blessing. 他也喜欢我们在乎他的心意和要求。
And that He cares if we care about His will.
但是他更在乎的。
But what He cares even more.
是我们他自己，是他自己。
Is that we long for Himself.
对那个路加福音十五章的那个大儿子，他就很在乎他爸爸希望得到什么，所以他出去认真在田里做工。
So in Luke chapter 15, the story of the prodigal son, the first son cares what his dad wants.
对，他常常很认真地在田里面做事情。
So he often works hard and works diligently in the field.
他就忘记了他父亲更深的需要还是孩子们直接的爱。
But he forgets that his father's deeper need is the love from his child.
跟主那个直接的关系。
That direct relationship with him.
所以底下弟兄姊妹，我愿意在这里提醒我们几件事情。
So we like to remind ourselves a few things.
我这个提醒我在说，我一点不是在这里要求或是在这里责备的。
Again, I want to emphasize, I'm not setting a requirement or reproaching anyone.
许多都是神提醒我的。
A lot of times, these are the reminders God has for me.
除了我们常常喜欢神的祝福而忘了这位赐福的神以外。
A lot of times that we long for the blessings and we forgot the giver of the blessings.
常常还有许多的事情会取代了我们跟神之间那个活泼啊，那个亲密的关系。
But also other things, many other things that will replace the direct and living relationship we have with our God.
像我们昨天也有交通到，我们有的时候喜欢那个爱的感觉和经历。
Like yesterday we shared, sometimes we like the feeling of being loved and the experience.
但是我们忽略了那个爱的关系。
But that we neglected the loving relationship.
我们很喜欢在聚会里面感觉到神那么爱我们。
We like to feel that God loves us so much in the meeting.
我们很喜欢好像被人家的祷告感动了。
We like to be touched by other people's prayers.
我们希望听到一些很感人的例子或是很强而有力的信息，让我们里面觉得被感动。
And we like to be touched by strong testimonies and powerful messages.
就是很多时候我们在乎那个爱的感觉，爱的经历。但是我们却忽略了那个爱真正的关系。
So a lot of times we want that loving experience or feeling, and we neglected the loving relationship.
这个关系要能够持续，要能够真实，那是需要花代价。
In order to keep that loving relationship going, we have to pay a price.
就跟男女之间一样，不能够光沉醉在那个爱的感觉里面。
Just like relationship between a man and a woman, they cannot just indulge in this feeling.
不点蜡烛就不觉得那个爱的气氛，那不行的。
If without a candlelight, you don't feel the romance, and that's not right.
很多时候你们必须要在 garage 里面洗衣服，是没有蜡烛的。
A lot of times you have to do laundry in the garage, and there's no candlelight.
很多时候在换尿布的时候，你不能点蜡烛的。
A lot of times you're changing diapers, and there's no candlelight either.
你不能够靠着爱的感觉让我喜乐活在神的家中。
You cannot live joyfully in God's house just simply by the feeling of love.
那是一个爱的关系。
It has to take a loving relationship.
爱的关系被破坏，爱的感觉就不踏实。
Once the loving relationship is damaged, then this feeling is very fragile.
人跟人之间是这样，人跟神之间关系也是这样。
It's the same with relationship with other people.
我们一定要跟神之间有一个活泼那个爱的关系。
We have to have that living relationship.
那很多的时候，我们会被一些宗教的情操或是美德来替代了。来替代了我们跟主之间那个活泼的关系。
A lot of times we replace that living relationship with the Lord with some religious acts or virtues.
所以有的人信耶稣是因为觉得基督教很好，他讲博爱，他讲劝人为善。
Some people became Christian because they think the doctrines are good because it talks about love.
所以他来到教会，他希望听见一些做人道理。
So when they come to church, they want to hear somehow to be a good person.
他希望在这里学习过团体的生活。
They want to learn how to live in a group life.
他希望在这里得到一点敬虔的那种情操。
And they want to be godly. They want to look godly.
但是这个跟我们跟神之间那个活泼低手的关系还是不一样的。
But that's very different from having a direct and living relationship with God.
有的时候我们是喜欢理性的探索跟讨论。
Sometimes we like to have logical research and discussion.
我们喜欢本着圣经去跟别人各种哲学思想辩论。
And we like to argue based on Bible doctrines.
我们喜欢从神的角度怎么样去讲神胜过科学。
And then maybe we want to debate how God overcomes science.
我们喜欢在这里用理性去探索神存在的证据。
And then we want to search the evidences of God's existence logically.
弟兄姊妹，我通通没有否认这些的宝贵和好处。
I'm not denying any of those.
但是它都不能够替代我们跟神直接的关系。
But they cannot replace that direct relationship we have with God.
虽然我们在这里有很多理性的探索，的确帮助了很多的人。
Maybe the logical and research and study can help a lot of people.
但是它不能够替代我们心灵和诚实那个真实的敬拜和降服。
But it cannot replace the true and true worship in the spirit.
你可以跟人家讲的心服口服，宇宙中真是有神。
You can convince someone that there is a God in the universe.
他是那位伟大的神。
He's that great God.
但是我们的心却没有对他有真实的降服和敬拜。
But yet our heart does not surrender or worship him.
这样子的讨论停留在我们的脑袋里。
So that discussion only stays in the level of our mind.
我们回去，我们的生活还是一样。
When we go back, our life stays the same.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们是在这里渴慕一些圣经的知识。
Sometimes we long for some Bible knowledge.
昨天早上我也跟他们做见证，读经有的时候是很享受的事情。
Yesterday I also testified to brothers and sisters. Sometimes it's very enjoyable to read the Bible.
尤其看你一个晚上读经下来所做出来的笔记，有的时候会有成就感。
And sometimes when you look at the notes that you take, then you feel you accomplished something.
尤其有一天大家交通到那一段，因为你好好读过，你可以那么清楚地把真理讲出来，让人家佩服，你也有成就感。
Especially if the Bible study happens to study that passage, then you can have good sharing, and people will admire you.
但是主耶稣早就对文士、法利赛人说：“你们查考圣经，以为内中有永生，却不肯到我这里来。”
But Jesus had told the scribes and Pharisees a long time ago that you search the Scripture.To find eternal life, but you are not willing to come to me.
有时候我们羡慕一些侍奉的恩赐和能力在我们身上。
Sometimes we admire and we long for some anointing, some gifts.
弟兄姊妹，这些侍奉的恩赐、能力、果效，通通不能替代主。
So all these the anointing and the power and the result of services cannot replace the Lord.
我认识一个弟兄，他非常喜欢那些有一并恩赐。有特别能力的人常常为他按手祷告。
I know a brother who likes to be prayed for by those people who have gifts of healing.
因为他羡慕得到那个能力，让他传福音容易一点。
Because he wished that he himself will also have the gift, so it will be easier for him to preach the gospel.
但是弟兄姊妹，我都在说这些东西都有它可贵的价值在。
And all these things are truly valuable indeed.
但是一不小心这些东西会替代主。
But if we're not careful, these things can replace the Lord in our life.
今天我们在这个世代里面能够传福音，告诉人，告诉弟兄姊妹，从世界的贪爱里面转向主，已经是一个很大的挑战。
Today it's already a big challenge if we have to turn people's pursuit from the world to the Lord.
今如果我们在要求弟兄姊妹，提醒弟兄姊妹，要从这一切神以外的事，就算是好的事，转向神，这是一个更大的挑战。
But then it's even a bigger challenge if we have to remind brothers and sisters to turn from these good and spiritual things toward God himself.
所以昨天早上我们读的穆安德利的那本信息。
So yesterday we read the book by Andrew Murray.
他说基督徒啊，你们都有一个极大的危险， terrible danger.
He says, Christians, you all have a terrible danger.
我是说他怎么用这么重的话讲这件事情。
And I marvel how come he used such a heavy word.
我最近在读陶树弟兄的信息，他也讲到这一切其他的事都是那样子深的伤害神的儿女们。
And I'm also reading another book. He also by a Christian writer. He also says all these things are damaging Christians very, very deeply.
也不知不觉这个东西取代了主自己在我们心中该有的地位和关系。
Gradually, they replace the Lord Himself in our heart.
弟兄姊妹，我最需要听这篇信息。
I desperately need this message.
因为我们服侍主的人，
because for us who serve the Lord,
我们常常反应于周围的需要，
we often respond to the needs.
这里有需要，那里有不完全的地方，那里有破口，弟兄姊妹，我们习惯于就去赶快去解决它。
Because there we see the needs here and there, and then we respond by we respond to them.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们的时间、我们的力量何等的有限。
But how limited is our strength and our power and our time?
我们需要在乎跟神自己的关系。
We need to care about our relationship with the Lord.
马大在那里殷勤的服侍主，太宝贵了，弟兄姊妹。
It is precious that Martha was serving the Lord diligently.
神家需要这样子的器皿。
God's house needs vessels like this.
但是神仍然在这里提醒我们，不可以少的只有一件。
But the Lord still reminds us there's only one thing that's needed.
他何等的喜欢我们，因为爱的缘故。
Oh, how much He desires that we.
我们里面渴慕多跟他同在。
Because of loving for him, because of love for him, we long to be with him.
我们渴慕多跟他讲讲话。
We long to talk to him.
我们他渴慕我们多多的停下来看看他。
He desires that we will pause and look upon him.
弟兄姊妹，神永远跟我们同在。
The Lord is always with us.
你知道也好，不知道也好。
Whether you know it or not.
你承认也好，不承认也好。
Whether you admit it or not.
你已经经历到，没有经历到也好。
Whether you have experienced it or not.
神永远跟我们同在。
The Lord is always with us.
他是一个活的神。
He's a living God.
他活在我们的生活里面。
He lives in our life.
他活在我们一切的遭遇里面。
He lives in every experience.
而他跟我们同在的时候。
And when He is with us.
他一直带着一个深的渴慕和盼望。
He has this desire and hope.
盼望我们在乎他的存在。
Hope that we care about his presence.
盼望我们在乎他的爱。
That we care about his love.
盼望我们在乎他心中有一个这么强的渴慕，渴慕跟我们交通。
He hopes that we care about his longing to have fellowship with us.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道怎么去讲这个感觉。
I don't know how to express this feeling.
很多时候在我那里忙得头破血流之后。
A lot of times when I was busy.
我突然想到，我的主这么渴慕跟我交通。
All of a sudden, I remember, my Lord is so longing to have fellowship.
我一退回到他的面前，喊主啊。
As I recede back into His presence,
我会在主的面前掉泪哭起来。
And I would shed tears and cry before Him.
他这么爱我们。
He cares and loves for us so much.
弟兄姊妹，我们活得好像无他之境。
But then we live as if He doesn't exist.
我常常讲说，如果我今天已经成家有孩子，活在这样子的里面。
I often say that now I'm married and I live in such condition.
如果我要出去吃饭，我就一个人走了，都不告诉他们。
But if I want to go out to eat and I'll just leave by myself without telling my family.
啊，碰到了 long weekend， 我自己一个人就飞到加拿大去了，他们不知道我到哪里去。
And if it's a long weekend, I'll just fly to Canada and my family has no idea where I go.
我突然想买一个车，我就买了一个车回来。
And if I want to buy a car, then I just go and buy a car.
啊，我儿子在用的电脑，我突然想不喜欢，把它卖掉了。
And then if I feel like it, then I just all of a sudden sell the computer that my son uses.
这不是一个爱的关系。
That is not a loving relationship.
我们必须活在他的面前。
We have to live before him.
我们必须活着承认肯定他们的存在。
We have to admit and acknowledge their presence.
虽然我们的神我们看不见他。
Even though we cannot see our God.
但是多少神的儿女们，多少圣经的应许告诉我们，神永远跟我们同在。
But God's children and the Bible all tells us that God is always with us.
我们虽然看不见他。
Even though we do not see him.
我们却因为信他。
But because of our belief.
我们有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
We have this great and inexplicable joy.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们求神把渴慕坐在我们的里面。
May the Lord give us this thirst.
我们羡慕爱神吗？
Do we long to love God?
主都快要回来了。
The Lord is coming back soon.
我们没有多少时间浪费在我们的肉体里面。
We don't have much time to waste.
我们更没有多少的时间浪费在世界的追求里面。
We don't have much time to waste for this world.
我相信大多数的弟兄姊妹，你们都有一颗要爱主的心。
I believe most of us have this heart to love God.
那是爱主最基本的经历。
But the basic experience to love the Lord.
从我们里面渴慕开始。
From is to thirst for him.
渴慕他的同在。
Thirst for his presence.
渴慕和他交通。
Thirst to have fellowship with him.
渴慕让他喜悦。
Thirst to please him.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我在这里提醒我。
I'm reminding myself.
我也在。